Jane Brown, y'all. He's the king of them all, y'all. He's the king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like the music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Many parts of the South are recovering today from severe weather that claimed at least 12 lives, 11 of them in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear says the number could go higher because of the heavy rains and flooding.
We still have some rescue operations that will need to occur today, potentially evacuating an apartment complex.
The Trump administration has begun firing several hundred FAA employees, many of them notified by late night emails on Friday. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has tweeted Elon Musk's team will visit the FAA command center in Virginia today to get a look at the systems. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
The FAA and air traffic controllers are using some outdated, antiquated equipment. And one of the things that they're going to get their hands on and get to see today, they're going to talk to some of the air traffic controllers there and also learn about what the controllers like and dislike about the tools that they're using. This, of course, comes following that deadly crash that killed 67 people at DCA at Reagan National Airport.
High-level talks are set to take place tomorrow between the U.S. and Russia. They are to focus on ending the war in Ukraine, but also improving relations, as Holly Williams reports.
We don't have a date for a summit meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, but things seem to be moving very quickly. We're expecting talks tomorrow in Saudi Arabia between Russian and U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
It will be the most significant meeting since Russia's invasion of Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who is in the United Arab Emirates, will not take part in the talks and told journalists today they will yield no results without any Ukrainians present. Protesters were on the streets of Israel today. They were marking a solemn day.
Today is day 500 in which 73 of our brothers and sisters are still held captive in Gaza.
They want the ceasefire deal with Hamas completed, an end to the war, and all of the remaining hostages released. In Rome, the Pope remains hospitalized. He was admitted 4 days ago for bronchitis. At 88, the Vatican says his condition is complex. Reporter Elaine Cobb has more.
Well-wishers light candles outside the hospital in Rome, where Pope Francis continues to fight a respiratory tract infection.
We came to pray for our Pope. He's not feeling fine.
Among them, Sister Mary Lucy Okwuwulu from Nigeria. The nun says she's optimistic the 88-year-old pontiff will be better soon.
I hope so.
The Pope was admitted to the hospital last Friday.
The Vatican continues to insist there is no cause for alarm. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A cold weather advisory is in effect with wind chills reaching as low as 25 below. Warming centers are running in the Racine and Kenosha area. You can call 211 to find one near you. It'll stay this way for about a day, the latest coming up in the forecast. They were cold for a little bit, but everyone was able to get out of a house on fire in Racine last night. Fire crews were called to a home on Monroe Avenue where heavy smoke was seen coming from the basement. Again, everyone was able to get out. The water used to fight the fire quickly froze, requiring DPW crews to salt the roads. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. There's a community session Thursday regarding the Racine fire referendum question. The city of Racine is looking for an extra $1.5 million for fire services, with a community session scheduled to discuss the ask for more money. The session Thursday at the Bryant Community Center is hosted by the Racine Professional Firefighters Union. The spring primary will be a cold one. An election takes place tomorrow with polls open from 7 to 8. It features a statewide contest for state superintendent of public instruction. In Kenosha, voters will decide on a significant school district referendum and a school board election. Racine has their school referendum in April. You can read all about what Racine Unified is asking for at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable to me. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years just trying to, you know, manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier, and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it and hopefully a lot less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tonjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and brutally cold, with high temperatures stuck in the single digits today and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. With gusty winds, this prompted a cold weather advisory until 11. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Britt Amer-Lau. Currently, it's 4.
Diamond on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Otis Redding influenced a lot of vocalists. Despite the fact that he made the top 10 only once. And that was with a song that went to number one. And that was after he died in a plane crash. WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. Wasting time. I left my home in Georgia. Headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for. And look like nothing's gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Stop. fancy clothes, and he liked to wear bells and diamond rings upon everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too, he got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun, he got a razor in his shoe.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Jim Croce's Bad, Bad Leroy. Not just Bad Leroy Brown, he's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. I'm Dan Dan Marcus. I am a dog owner. I have a dog and a cat. Dutch is the name of the dog. And I know Dutch would love to go to Camp Bow Wow with recreational activities for dogs, right? Fun, hang with other dogs, socialize. Sit around the campfire making s'mores. Camp Bow Wow is one of the big deals on our website. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Camp Bow Wow for only $20. It's available right now if you go to WRJN.com. And at the top of the page, click where it says Big Deals.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. a lot, and we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours, and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Look outside, the sun is faking us out. It's only 4 degrees. Bundle up, WRJN.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blind. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Will be doing that song in concert on the 28th at Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And yes, there are more tickets to see the Association on the same bill as Peter Noon, Hermit of Hermits, Hermits. Those tickets, those freebies for you, coming with Don Rosen next week on WRJN. Now let's update you on what's happening outside your four walls with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Warming centers in Racine and Kenosha are at community centers, libraries, and some government buildings. If you do need help dealing with the cold, call 211 for details about those warming centers. A cold weather advisory remains in effect through tomorrow, with wind chills getting as low as 25 below. It'll continue to be cold. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There had been a case in Racine County. Now Milwaukee County is reported to have a bird flu case. The DNR has confirmed that a wild duck found dead in Milwaukee County tested positive for avian influenza, marking another instance of bird flu in the state. Since mid-December, the virus has been detected in six counties, Milwaukee, Racine, Dane, and three others. While the risk of human transmission is considered low, public health officials advise against handling sick or dead wildlife. The spring primary will take place on a day with temperatures below zero. Tomorrow is an election day in Wisconsin, with more on the line in Kenosha than in Racine at this point. Kenosha Unified voters are being asked for an extra $23 million a year in a referendum, and there are five people running for two spaces on the KUSD board. A statewide contest is on the ballot for the state superintendent of public instruction. It's incumbent Jill Underley against challengers Brittany Kinzer and Jeff Wright. The top two vote-getters will go on to the April 1st general. Polls will be open from 7 to 8 tomorrow. Find out more about your ballot and where to vote at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. Sunny and brutally cold, with high temperatures stuck in the single digits today and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. With gusty winds, it's prompted a cold weather advisory until 11. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 4.
News, timeless hits, WRJN with a song that puts Temptations on the map.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field. You know you could have been a broom. The way you smell. You know that you could be an hour.
The station with local news and timeless hits. And boys basketball, Union Grove and Waterford playing Friday night. Hear it here on WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Try. Oh. Oh, love was
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
What does he care for all the lonely people?
is a classy song from the Beatles. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, 1:45-ish this afternoon.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. 'Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky-tonk blues. Give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
kind of life that never shone on me. I want my life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way. Everybody say to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. So black. I'm a man.